They're back. But sharp ears may detect a slight difference because that was the live stage version of Baby Shark. Yes, you can now sing it with thousands of other parents, grandparents, toddlers. It's like everyone gets to be at Nationals Park when Gerardo Parra comes to bat and that's his walk-up song and everyone makes their arms like a shark. Baby Shark Live is coming to an American city near you. Either run in the opposite direction or to get tickets because they will sell out. Smart Study, the South Korean company behind the popular children's song, is now touring with Baby Shark and his friends across Canada and the U.S. Jonathan Linden is co-president of the production company Round Room Live. They've partnered with Smart Study to put on this concert tour. And Jonathan, you tell us you're not sick of Baby Shark yet. But it's just 18 words in a 2-minute video. How do you make it into a 75-minute show?
Well, I think the song's infectious, and it gives off sort of a vibe and a feel that everybody likes and makes everybody feel great. And you mentioned that Smart Study and Pinkfong are the parent company that control Baby Shark. And so together with them and their catalog, we created a concert experience for preschoolers and children, and it features a number of different songs, but obviously Baby Shark is the star of the show.
Yeah, the big payoff. I mean, and is there a problem with that? In fact, let's listen to a montage of some of the new songs that are in the show. There's Three Little Monkeys singing. There's Three Blue Penguins singing and tap dancing. Let's listen to a montage. Well, there's a whole kind of children's show circuit. Anyone who's been to any of these big arena shows for toddlers knows that it's just mayhem and frenzy and, you know, things, balloons, confetti falling from the ceiling and, you know, lots of excitement, almost like to pattern on a rock show.
Certainly, it's become a very popular area. And as you mentioned, concert touring, my partner and I came from a concert touring background where we worked at Live Nation and worked with bands like the Rolling Stones and Genesis. And so we saw a number of aspects that came out of that world. We've also worked on Broadway shows like Rock of Ages, and we saw a number of different aspects, both from the Broadway world and the concert touring world, that we thought would work well for the preschool consumers. And my partner and I both have young children, and so we've been to a lot of these types of shows as consumers. And so there was a number of components that we wanted to bring to Baby Shark Live that we thought would play well, and that it would play well almost like a concert experience, moving from song to song in a quick and fun way.
What is and the New York Times has written about this, I can't believe, you know, has gone into great depth, actually, a very long, intensive piece on the origins of Baby Shark. Some people say it was a camp song. Some say it's a modern version of oral folk tradition. You know, like Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Do you know where Baby Shark came from?
I think it is, as they say, a camp song that's been around for many years. But the version that Pinkfong and Smart Study created of Baby Shark is, I think, its own unique version. And the way they've sort of put the tune together, and inevitably it goes together with a video, and that video now has 4 billion views and is the fifth most watched video in the history of YouTube. And so I think there's a number of very clear components that Pinkfong and Smart Study brought to the old song Baby Shark that turned it into their own unique version. And it's that version that's really resonated with children. As you mentioned, the Washington Nationals and other examples where Baby Shark has really pierced into the mainstream and has wider appeal than just children in a lot of situations.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the 4 billion or so views. I think a billion of them were in homes that I've been in. What happens? Because we know there's versions of Baby Shark throughout the show. But what happens as you're building towards the moment when these kids are finally going to see what they've been seeing, you know, on their devices, what they're going to see it on stage? What happens?
One of the wonderful things about being at the Baby Shark show is, like a lot of shows and concerts, Everybody's got a phone out. And the amazing thing is how many people are taking pictures of their children as opposed to taking pictures of the stage. And the reason they're doing that is there seems to be a lot of children who are just simply mesmerized, and their parents want to capture that moment where Baby Shark comes alive and it's right there in front of them rather than just listening to the song in their house.
I can't imagine the frenzy. What it would be like for 2 and 3 year olds, I know, to see Baby Shark on a stage.
It's a lot of fun. The room gets electric. I think we do a really nice job building up to it. There's a lot of fun and exciting songs, including songs that the children recognize. They start to work up towards the frenzy of the big payoff of hearing the extended version of Baby Shark, which they just simply can't wait for when it arrives.
Yeah, their heads explode. And yeah. I'm sure many have to be peeled off the ceiling for days to come. Jonathan Linden, co-president of the production company Round Room Live. Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Safe at last, it do 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 do. Safe at last, it do 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 do. Safe.